I'll be right with you.
Okay. I'm just gonna lock the front door.
Hearing the lock, I'll look up.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Are you... What's your name again? Liz? Liam?
Well, depends on what you're here about. If you're here about the editorial last week, then I'm definitely not anyone beginning with an L. But if you're here about anything else, then sure. Yeah, I'm Leaf.
Oh, you can be Liz for me, right?
Liz?
Yes.
Sure. Is there any animosity between you and Liz? I'm conscious of the kind of role that you want me to play here.
Oh. role? Come on. I'm a huge fan of your work.
Of my work?
Yes. It's quite sinister, don't you think?
As in, like, my writing work, or...
In every direction. All of it. It's just so personal. What is your secret?
And Victoria's just gonna walk over to the emergency exit. Just take a look at it.
My secret? Oh, I see. This is something dangerous.
Dangerous?
No. I've got secrets. Yeah, I can tell you where. My dad once told me that he wasn't sure if he really loved me or not, or if it was just an obligation that he was kind of bound by. That's a pretty big secret. I haven't even told my therapist that one. Another secret is, oh, my cat definitely can talk, but she's ignoring me, which I don't really understand.
I wonder why.
Fair enough. I kind of figured, like, I genuinely asked her the other day, because she came back from, like, a night out, like, a casino with money. And so, like, you know, that would be a pretty sure indicator that she could talk, but she just wouldn't. So I guess either I'm mental or she's lying to me. Secrets, more secrets. I don't like working here.
Oh, you don't?
Well, you know, like, not on a day-to-day basis, but I mean, who really enjoys their job?
I love my job.
Oh, and what would your job be?
My job is to keep my friends happy. You know, loyalty is something I quite value.
She's going to cast Prestidigitation, and she's just going to waft in the smell of propane gas. And she's going to take one of the chairs and just plop it in front of him.
You know, I've always wanted to meet dear Agony. Do you know who that is? Are you Agony?
No. And look, I'm going to be all fully fessed up here. That's not me. I'm not her. She is completely innocent in almost every single regard. I would say actually everyone that works in this building that's usually here, if they haven't already gone out for lunch without me, they're all great, lovely people. So I'm assuming this is something that I've written or something that I did. In which case, then, if you need me to be the person that you're mad at, and if that's, you know, any of them, then yeah, that's fine.
It's okay. Bring this message to her.
He's going
to
take like a paper and just take a marker.
Dear,
and looks at Leaf in the eye.
Agony. What happens when you fill a room with gasoline and a what was your name again?
Leaf.
Mr. Leaf, writer, and a beautiful, charming, incredible, untouchable. Oh, sorry. I person.
And with her other hand, it's just going to press the digitation. Her nail just like a lighter, just
sets it ablaze.
And she's going to take out the fire in her hand,
asking for a friend.
And she's going to put the cap back on the marker and just slides it over to Leaf.
Can you bring that message? Do you read that message?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. You know, I think it would be best if you move on to greener pastures.
As in, like, away, like, literally move?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. I mean, valid. Not the first time that I've been asked to move away from a place. A little hazy on why.
Victoria's gonna look him in the eye, and she's just gonna lift one more finger.
Do you really want to know why, darling?
Well, I mean, kind of. I'm fully aware of the fact that you could probably and might kill me, I guess, is what you're...
No, I would never.
That just set the building on fire. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Me?
No, not you per se. Your finger, I guess, if that's working independently of itself. Look, I'm telling you that this, since I've been...
Presumptuous, mister.
Well, no, this... look, and not to be rude, I'm not saying that you're not very good at this. But this is maybe my, two, three. Can you see, that desk over there? There's a little brown notebook in there. Could you just grab it for me? I just need to check the numbers on something.
She's gonna look at the desk. Leave.
Or can I come and get it?
Do you really think you're in the position to be making demands right now?
Sure, I'm just trying to figure out if you want me to do a guesstimate or if you want me to give you an actual number.
Leave.
Guesstimate. Okay, yeah, this is, Death Threat 17. Thereabouts. Somewhere around there. This is the first time that someone has threatened to blow up the whole office.
I would never stoop so low as to threaten you, Mr. Liz.
So, please. I have money. I also have the ability to write an apology. I just need to know what I'm apologizing for. Look, I'm kind of a shitty person, and I know that. I just need to know what you want me. Which one of the many shitty things that I did affected someone that you like by the sound of things?
Victoria's going to take out the picture of the person that was affected by this.
Oh, fuck. Shit.
Your front page story. This is not a threat. It's a promise. Do you understand, Mr. Lars?
I'm even struggling to remember his name, Robert, I think. This is about the art show.
Is it? Because look at this.
It's the only time I've seen this child.
And she's going to look at the picture.
I see. The next, whatever the equivalent of magical Picasso is. Don't you agree?
No, I don't, and I didn't, and we actually had a really good, like, we had, like, a good session. We had closure, he had it out with his dad, it was good. The outcome was good. His dad was a garbage man. I greatly respect the profession. Not that it's only men that do garbage, he was a shit man, bad person, for not being there for his children, for his son. So, you know, it wasn't really the fault of the artist. You know, separate the things sometimes. Yeah, the next Magic Picasso, you're right. Yeah.
Great! I'm glad we have an understanding, Leaf.
So you just need me to verbally confirm that, or is this something that I'm going to have to...
You're right, huh? Right.
How much? Are we talking, like, page two, page three? Are we talking... Because, like, you want me to do, what, a headline on the front page saying... specifically that he's the best artist of our generation, or what?
Leave. Do I have to walk you through everything?
No, and not that I'm expecting you to do the emotional labor here for me. I'm just trying to get the gist of it. Because, like, I could do that, but then, like, am I not doing that for the other kids too, or...
No.
Just him?
Just him.
That's kind of fucked up. That's more fucked up than what I did, I think. Maybe.
Does it look like I gave a fuck about what's fucked up, Leave?
No, no.
Excellent. I'm glad we have an understanding. Victoria's gonna get up, put her coat on. I cannot wait to read your next story.
Thank you. That's the first time someone said that to me, so that actually does a lot more legwork for me than you'd expect.
Excellent. The room still smells like gas.
Leaf is gonna spend the next hour looking for the gas leak, for sure.
And Victoria walks to the door. She turns around.
Oh, Mr. Leaf.
Yes.
Your father says hello.
And she's gonna walk out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of What Happened in the Malachite Wastes. Find us on Instagram and TikTok at The Malachite Wastes, or join us on the official Malachite Wastes Discord server to see more of their amazing contributions. If you'd like to support our team and the work that they do, please consider subscribing to our Patreon, where you can find all kinds of cool bonus content, like Session Zeros, Patreon-exclusive interviews, and sketches, sneak peeks at upcoming arts, and so much more. You can find all of our incredible team's individual work linked in the episode description below.